Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Well, thank you for joining us for Mass today from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the offices of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Again, I'm Father Edward Looney, delighted to be able to celebrate Mass with all of you today who are listening through the radio, who are watching through the Relevant Radio app, attending in person or online at relevantradio.com. The Lord will come and He will not delay. He will illumine what is hidden in darkness and reveal Himself to all the nations. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us prepare our hearts for the coming of Christ the Savior, as we call to mind our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that the coming solemnity of your Son may bestow healing upon us in this present life and bring us the rewards of life eternal. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. I am the Lord. There is no other. I form the light and create the darkness. I make well-being and create woe. I, the Lord, do all these things. Let justice descend, O heavens, like dew from above. Like gentle rain, let the skies drop it down. Let the earth open and salvation bud forth. Let justice also spring up. I, the Lord, have created this. For thus says the Lord, the creator of the heavens, who is God, the designer and maker of the earth, who established it, not creating it to be a waste, but designing it to be lived in. I am the Lord, and there is no other, who announced this from the beginning and foretold it from of old. Was it not I, the Lord, besides whom there is no other God? There is no just and saving God but me. Turn to me and be safe, all you ends of the earth, for I am God, there is no other. By myself I swear, uttering my just decree and my unalterable word. To me every knee shall bend, by me every tongue shall swear, saying, only the Lord are just deeds and power. Before him in shame shall come all who vent their anger against him. In the Lord shall be the vindication and the glory of all the descendants of Israel. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let the clouds rain down the just one, and earth bring forth a Savior. Let the clouds rain down the just one, and the earth bring forth a Savior. I will hear what God proclaims, the Lord, for he proclaims peace to his people. Near indeed is his salvation to those who fear him, glory dwelling in our land. Let the clouds rain down the just one, and the earth bring forth a Savior. Kindness and truth shall meet. Justice and peace shall kiss. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and justice shall look down from heaven. Let the clouds rain down the just one, and the earth bring forth a savior. The Lord himself will give his benefits. Our land shall yield its increase. Justice shall walk before him, and salvation along the way of his steps. Let the clouds rain down the just one, and the earth bring forth a savior. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Raise your voice and tell the good news. Behold, the Lord God comes with power. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, John summoned two of his disciples and sent them to the Lord to ask, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" When the men came to the Lord, they said, "John the Baptist has sent us to ask you, 'Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?'" At that time, Jesus cured many of their diseases, sufferings, and evil spirits. He also granted sight to many who were blind. And Jesus said to them in reply, "Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised. The poor have the good news proclaimed to them, and blessed is the one who takes no offense at me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Through the words of the Gospel, may our sins be wiped away. Well, our opening prayer at Mass today, I think, is one that's worth repeating and reflecting upon. It said, "Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that the coming solemnity of your Son may bestow healing upon us in this present life and bring us the rewards of life eternal." As we prepare for the upcoming solemnity, of course, what is our Advent preparing us for except for Christmas? So as we prepare for this solemnity, may it bring healing upon us in this present life. So the very name of Jesus means God saves or God heals. And so this is one of the great reasons why Christ comes to us. He comes to heal the human race. And what does he come to heal us from? From that original sin of our first parents in paradise who disobeyed God. And so Jesus, as the new Adam being born of Mary, the new Eve, is coming to heal that great chasm caused by sin, to restore order in the world. Before, there was your original innocence and holiness, and Christ comes to restore that for all who believe in him. So as we pray for healing in this present life, well, we pray, yes, for healing from sin. Other people during this Christmas season, they pray for healing, perhaps for a family member, someone they know who is sick, someone that they love. Maybe they pray for themselves, recently diagnosed with some sort of illness, and so they pray for healing in that way. We know that all throughout Jesus' public ministry, he healed, and we heard a great summary of that today, and we can think of some of the great stories from the Gospels of Christ's healing. So go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind regain their sight, that's Bartimaeus. The lame walk, that's the man getting up from his stretcher. The lepers are cleansed. This is the lepers who come back. The one gives thanks to God. The deaf hear. The dead are raised. And so Christ brings healing to all of these people. So he brings physical healing. And that's what we can pray for, that as we prepare for the coming solemnity, that Christ might bring healing to us then. But then we also know that Christ can heal in other ways. And there, as I think of Christmas and people that I know that there are people out there who have healing that they need within their own families. That as Christmas comes, that there are some people that might not gather at table with one of their family members, that they've been estranged for years. I've heard the stories and they break my heart that certain people, they won't even acknowledge their brother or sister as their brother or sister. They have some rift that has happened that has torn apart their families. And maybe as we pray that prayer today, well, for the coming solemnity, may Christ heal family divisions that occur. I just was on a plane a few weeks ago, and of course every plane now has televisions in the seat, and you can watch a movie, and I decided to watch the classic Home Alone. And as I was watching Home Alone, there was this beautiful scene at the very end of the movie, and maybe you've watched it already this year, maybe you've just recalled the scene, but Kevin McAllister is there in a church, and he sees this older gentleman in the church, and the older gentleman is his neighbor, and he looks over, and the two, Kevin and the old man, they begin to talk. They come together, they talk. It was almost like a quasi-confession, in a sense, the two sharing about their struggles or whatever. And the old man tells Kevin that he was there in the church watching the rehearsal for the Christmas concert or whatever that was going to happen later, because that was his granddaughter. One of his granddaughters was in the choir. But he had a disagreement with his son many years ago, and they haven't talked since. And so this was the only way that he could see the Christmas performance, was if he came to the rehearsal. Of course, little Kevin encourages the old man, well, you need to make it right with him. You can do that. You know, you should call your son. And as the movie comes to an end and Kevin walks out of the house after his parents return and his whole family returns from their France vacation, then Kevin looks across and he sees the neighbor's yard and the son is there. The son is there with the granddaughter, with his daughter, the older man's granddaughter, and the family reunited over Christmas. Well, that's a story of God healing the past so that they can enjoy the future. And that's what the prayer ends with, that as Christ brings healing in this present life, may it bring us the rewards of life eternal. Jesus, in his coming, wishes to heal us. He wishes for the blind to regain the sight, especially for the spiritually blind, that their eyes might be opened to see the wonders of God, that the lame may walk so that we might maybe rise from lethargy, that lepers are cleansed, that we who are lepers by sin are cleansed through the sacrament of reconciliation, that the deaf might hear, that for whatever teaching of Christ that we wish not to hear, that he might open our ears that we might hear it. Christ will heal us in this present life now so that we might enjoy life with him forever later. As a Christian community gathered in prayer, we lift up our petitions to our Heavenly Father. For the Pope and all bishops and priests, that they may serve as joyful witnesses to the call to the priesthood and consecrated life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our government leaders, that they will uphold the commandments of God and protect human life and religious freedom for all, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Relevant Radio and for all Catholic media, that it lead people to the way, the truth, and the life of Jesus Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our families during this season of Advent, that faithfulness will strengthen the bonds of marriages and the love between parent and child, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of Steve and Joanne Carter and thanksgiving for their support of Relevant Radio and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
O Lord, our God, we place our hope and our trust in you. Deepen our faith in your presence and heal the wounds of sin and division in our land through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, and will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit and contrite heart, wash me, O Lord, from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept this sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all of his holy church.
May the sacrifice of our worship, Lord, we pray, be offered to you unceasingly to complete what was begun in sacred mystery and powerfully accomplish for us your saving work through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For he assumed at his first coming the lowliness of human flesh, and so fulfilled the designs you formed long ago, and opened for us the way to eternal salvation, that when he comes again in glory and majesty, and all is at last made manifest, we who watch for that day may inherit the great promise in which we now dare to hope. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by his divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power,
and the glory are yours now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof,
but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Behold, our Lord will come with power and will enlighten the eyes of his servants. Let us pray. We implore your mercy, Lord, that this divine sustenance may cleanse us of our faults and prepare us for the coming feasts. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us for Mass today. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central. Be sure to join Father Rocky tonight for the Family Rosary Across America at 7 p.m. central. Today is a Wednesday, so we pray the Litany of St. Joseph. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
God, our Father in heaven.
Have mercy on us.
God, the Son, Redeemer of the world.
Have mercy on us.
God, the Holy Spirit.
Have mercy on us.
Holy Trinity, one God.
Have mercy on us.
Holy Mary.
Pray for us.
Saint Joseph.
Pray for us.
Noble Son of the House of David.
Pray for us.
Light of Patriarchs.
Pray for us.
Husband of the Mother of God.
Pray for us.
Guardian of the Virgin.
Pray for us.
Foster Father of the Son of God.
Pray for us.
Faithful Guardian of Christ.
Pray for us.
Head of the Holy Family.
Pray for us.
Joseph, chaste and just.
Pray for us.
Joseph, prudent and brave.
Pray for us.
Joseph, obedient and loyal.
Pray for us.
Pattern of patience.
Pray for us.
Lover of poverty.
Pray for us.
Model of workers.
Pray for
example
us.
To parents.
Pray
guardian
for
of virgins.
Pray for
pillar
us.
Of family life.
Pray
comfort
us.
Of the troubled.
Pray
hope
us.
Of the sick.
Pray for
patron
us.
Of the dying.
Pray
terror
us.
Of evil spirits.
Pray for us.
Head of relevant radio.
Pray for
protector
us.
Of the church.
Pray
protector
us.
Of the Redeemer.
Pray for
servant
us.
Of Christ, minister of salvation, support
us.
In difficulty,
patron
us. Of refugees, patron
us.
Of the afflicted,
pray
patron
us.
Of the poor,
pray
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Jesus.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Jesus.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Have mercy
on us, O Jesus. God made him master of his household and
to
put him in charge of all that he owned. Let us pray. God, in your infinite wisdom and love, you chose Joseph to be the husband of Mary, the mother of your son. May we have the help of his prayers in heaven, enjoy his protection on earth, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
I invite you to join me in singing number 785, The King Shall Come. The King shall come when morning dawns and light triumphant breaks. When beauty gilds the eastern hills and life to joy awakes. Not as of old a little child to suffer and to die, but crowned with glory.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.